This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. Happy Friday. Happy Good Friday. And while many are slowing things down, man, and spending time with their loved ones, we're still bringing the heat on the only frequency that makes sense. It is the Capricorn Adventure. It is time for the motoring experience with the motoring journalist himself. He goes by the name of Preshirwin Naidoo. And today, we're diving straight into something seriously bold. Seriously bold. And when I talk about bold, I mean bold, man. A twin turbo V8 SUV that blends luxury with a pure muscle, the Audi SQ8. Preshirwin will break down what makes this performance SUV tick and give us a teaser of a mystery car we'll be unpacking next week. Plus, as always, we wrap things up with a handy motoring tip and a smooth Friday hot jam to kickstart the weekend. He's on the line right now. Good afternoon, Preshirwin. How are you doing this Good Friday? And happy Good Friday.
Good afternoon, Kingbash. Happy Friday to yourself and the listeners out there. I'm fantastic. Just went to church, feeling blessed and grateful,
yes,
man.
Oh, yes.
Very, very good.
You and I, the same, man. I feel absolutely uplifted right now. Good to know that you are also within the presence of the Lord. But let's get straight into it. You know, when you first laid eyes on the new Audi SQ8, did it make a statement, Preshirwin, and does it look as powerful as it feels?
Oh, it was absolutely gorgeous to look at, eh? It definitely does make a statement. This SQ8 is on par in the looks department. Very wide, very aggressive. You've got a big fat girl in front, and ours came in this black package, so basically got some little black detailing on the front, the wheels. Love the coupe styling as well, and it looks very mean. It looks exactly like an Audi RS kit, but obviously it's more subtler, and you'll just notice the badge in the SQ8 badging. Of course, once you start the beast, you know, once you start it up, that V8 comes to life, and then people really like this car for some reason, and I wasn't a big fan of the SUV, but in person it's very, very sexy.
Oh, most definitely. Now, paint a picture for me. I mean, as we step inside, what's the cabin experience in terms of the luxury, the tech, the overall quality, and where does it sit price-wise within the market?
So inside, you got a very minimal setup. It's very minimalistic, very clean, but very well, you know, premium. Audi has definitely kept it quite simple, and tech is a bit slightly dated, though, in my opinion, and got lovely S-stitching on the seats. Entertainment screen is quite easy to use, and still delivers on comfort, and it is not cheap, though. It's about 2.7 million rand. Of course, yeah, it's a sticker price, eh? And it goes head-to-head with drivers like the BMW X6, M50i, and the Mercedes-Benz GLE Ring. So, yay, luxury comes at a heavy price.
God damn, Preshirwin. Oh, my goodness. Nah. I need to bump the cheese up a bit on my end and hustle more, because 2.1 what? Yo, god damn. No. But now, I'm more excited now about the performance, you know. Looking at that, it's a V8, but how does that translate on the road, and which rivals should, you know, be worried about this beast?
Okay, so yes, King Rash. So you got a 4-litre twin turbocharged V8 under the hood, and it's a beast. So I've been saving every rev, every, you know, straight line, because, I mean, it's thirsty. I've been getting about 20 liters per 100 kilometers, and I decided to just park it off and enjoy it here and there. But it's properly quick. 0 to 100 in about 4.1 seconds. You got a 373 kilowatt and 770 newton meters of torque. It's very quick. Not as fast as the bigger brother, the RS28, which has 100 kilowatts more and can do a 0 to 100 in about 3.6 seconds. But still smooth. I say a V8 is like a smooth beer, or like a milk stout. It just goes down well. And rivals, obviously, it has the X6 M50i and Mercedes-Benz AMG GLE 53, but hey, man, this thing is proper, especially in the corners. Very planted, very stable, and for a big SUV that's 2 tons, it pushes its weight quite well.
And I mean, Preshirwin, I need, you know, your honest opinion on this. Looking at myself saying that, you know what, we need to bump the cheese up and hustle more. But if the money were there, Preshirwin, would you go for the SQ8? Or, as you mentioned, that, you know what, you can take it a step further with the RSQ8. You know, what tips the scale there?
Oof, you know what, Kingbash, it's 2.7 million rand. I thought to myself, you know what, country is expensive. I might just forgo the RSQ or the SQ and go for a Porsche 911, man. I don't have a family, so you won't see me.
You won't need a baby seat in the back seat.
Yeah, maybe a passenger princess, but you know, it's lovely. I mean, it's the same platform as the Porsche Cayenne, and I mean, ridiculously fast. The RS2 is more crazy, more brutal. So if you are out there in the market for an RS2, it's brutal. This is more chilled. It's more mellow, but you can enjoy that V8 as a backtrack as you cruise down those mountain passes, wherever you go. And, you know, I think it's love. It's just, oof, I've been watching the fuel tank, Kingo, so I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest with you, if I was about to drive it to Limpopo to do a chat with you, and hey, I was seeing the tag was going to cost at least $4,000.
Oh no. That thirsty. Damn.
I need to work harder.
As we said, we need to. But I mean, I'm also more, you know, curious about this mystery car that I mentioned before we kickstarted our conversation. What are you driving? Why, you know, should we be excited for next week's reveal?
It is. It's more silent. It's the Volvo EX90, and it's as fast as the Audi SQ8.
What?
Silent, luxurious, also expensive, 2.7 million rand. It's quite an interesting piece of kit you have, and looking forward to chatting about it next week.
Oh, most definitely. For sure. And thank you so much. I still have goosebumps like I was in the car, but nonetheless, my day will come. But what's your motoring tip for the weekend, or your hot jam to kickstart this beautiful Easter weekend?
Thank you so much, King Brash. So with the Easter weekend and everybody's traveling out and about, please be vigilant out there. And of course, you know, make sure your car is ready, but, you know, you got the spare tire, and just take it easy. Cruise. You know, this is the time also, and there's a lot of accidents on the road, so please do be aware and stick to the speed limits and have a safe travel. And sending much love, and we're going to end off with Notorious B.I.G. Hypnotize.
Most definitely, Prashoba, and catch you again next week, Friday. Right, have yourself a fantastic long weekend.
Hey, have a blessed bash, and to the listeners out there, any much love. Cheers.
Cheers. And that was Prashoban Naidu. You can catch him a Friday, same time, same place, right? Also, you know, you can check him out and his work on topspeed.com and ed.news.co.za. Follow his socials as well at Wheels and Journeys.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.